Blog Talk Radio.
Karma. You know, we just completed
The Laws of Manifestation, which I loved, I loved, I loved. I'm reminding everybody, please go back and listen to that 5-part series. It will just empower you for creating a magnificent and glorious example for the world to see how powerful you are and how powerful the God and divine energy in you is. You will be a light into the world when you master the laws of manifestation. So we're talking about the laws of karma this week. I'm closing out that chapter today, and then we're moving into a very exciting chapter on esoteric psychology.
Wow.
We're going to be talking about the 7 rays and, oh, just so many wonderful things that are, you know, taking you to a whole nother level of understanding of you and your relationship to the universe. Okay, so let's get started. So yesterday we left off talking about the basic law of the universe is that our thoughts create our reality. And we talked about the different kinds of karma. There's karma from your past lives. There's karma from a planetary level. There's different levels of karma that we can experience. And so karma in terms of the national karma, based on where you, the country that you were born, all of these things influence us and set up our belief systems and set up the whole thing, the whole process of what goes around, comes around, or what you sow, you shall reap. So all karma has its antecedent in some ancient thought that led to a feeling or an action. It is sometimes helpful to do hypnotic regression work to release karmic blocks from past lives or early childhood. But under hypnosis, you can re-experience a past trauma and gain insight as to the cause of that particular karmic result. But very often, you can then release that program from your subconscious mind. Our final understanding about karma has to do with a master taking on the karma of one of his or her disciples. Sai Baba, the great master from India, has done this frequently with devotees. In one instance, he took on the heart attack, stroke, and ruptured appendix of a devotee who otherwise would have died for sure. And I know I've read several stories of where these yogis will go and take on the illness of a person. And then they will go maybe to a tree, something in nature, and release that negative energy. You know, that's a lot of love, first of all. That's a tremendous amount of love. Sai Baba became very ill for 10 days. Over 25 of the finest doctors in India were at his bedside on the 10th day. He had turned completely black. And the consensus of those 25 doctors was that he had only minutes to live. Sai Baba would not take medication and said, after 4 o'clock today, I will be giving a lecture. And the doctor thought he was crazy. At the appointed hour, he apparently sprinkled some water on himself, and he was instantly cured. The 25 doctors began praying to Sai Baba for help before treating any patient. Isn't that something?
Wow.
Isn't that something?
It really is.
So Edgar Cayce, the Edgar Cayce files, they come up with some fascinating cases showing how the law of karma extends over past or future lives. And the first example is that of a man who lived in Rome in a past life. He was very handsome, and he used to go around criticizing other people for being fat and not handsome like himself. In his present life, he had an underactive pituitary and was obese. Dr. Reggie, he listened to the story. He goes, when I said, in his present life, Dr. Reggie said he's fat. You already knew. Mm-hmm. So this is one very good example of how the three permanent atoms often release karma into the bloodstream, adversely affecting the glandular system. So you remember yesterday that Dr. Stone shared with us that we have three atoms. They are persistent atoms that their only purpose is to gather information and manage the karmic law within us. So here's another one. In another of Casey's readings, a man had knifed and killed someone in a past life. In this life, he was suffering from leukemia. A friend of mine was afraid of swimming. Two different psychics separately told her that she had died in the sinking of the Titanic. This same friend's three main interests in this life have been art, music, and studying American Indian. The same psychic, without knowing this, told her that her last three past lives had been as a famous artist, a musician, and an American Indian. Isn't that something? Now, in another reading, a woman had an overpowering fear of animals. This fear came from an experience in ancient Rome when this entity's husband had been made to fight wild beasts one of the arenas. When I have given a number of examples of bad karma carrying over to this life, karma can also be a positive in nature. Here's an example. How did Mozart create piano concertos when he was only 5 years old? The answer is that he had four or five lifetimes as a famous musician in previous to this life. So if you are a healthy American, how did you receive a healthy body? And why is it that you grew up in the United States? I mean, you could have been a starving Somali, or you could have grown up in communist China or a thousand other places that wouldn't have allowed you the freedoms and opportunities that you have here. So too often we focus on the bad things that have happened to us, and we blame our karma instead of looking at the good things and being grateful for our positive karma. So let's listen to a couple of things that Dwaj Kul had to say about karma and rebirth. Dr. Reggie, can you give us a little feedback on Dwaj Kul?
He's now an ascended master. He lived in India and Africa and different places. And now as an ascended master, people actually see him show up visibly in different places. And he feeds the poor and things like that. Mm. He's a very powerful giving spirit. And he was allowed to ask God to come back to earth to do things to help humanity.
Well, Alice Bailey channeled Dwaj Kul. Mm-hmm. And she wrote a book called The Reappearance of the Christ. And the things that I'm sharing with you now actually come from that book. Number one is the law of rebirth. The law of rebirth is a great natural law upon our planet. It is a process instituted and carried forward under the law of evolution. Look at these laws. The law of rebirth, the law of evolution. It is closely related to and conditioned by the law of cause and effect. Mm-hmm. It is a process of progressive development enabling men to move forward from the grossest forms of unthinking materialism to a spiritual perfection and an intelligent perception that will enable a man to become a member of the kingdom of God. You know, everything that I read points back to the many paths that are available to us to get it right. There, God has provided so many ways and so many opportunities for us to get it right. So what's the message there? Get it right. There's, you know, I'm going to say this to you guys. I don't know why I'm saying it, but your life is not messed up. You have not screwed up. You are not a failure. Look at how the divine plan is giving you day, every day, an opportunity to create something new.
You know, when you said that, it reminded me of this guy, Colonel Sanders, who was Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Mm-hmm.
How he didn't do it until he was 50 or 60,
mm-hmm.
and became a millionaire doing this stuff, and took a recipe and made it famous.
Mm-hmm.
And Mrs. Fields, who thought, they thought she was over, her life was over, and she did it. I mean, people have an idea, and God gives you an idea, act on it immediately.
Yeah.
And it's never too late.
It's never too late. All you need to do is have an idea and move on it. Okay, so he's saying that we can become, you can move from being, if you want to say this about yourself, from being the worst failure to a tremendous success, but it's moving you into your spiritual nature. Mm-hmm. That's the growth, that's the whole purpose of this, of your life.
Yes.
Believe it or not. Okay, so he moves on to say that it accounts for the differences among men and in connection with the law of cause and effect, which is also called the law of karma in the East. It accounts for differences in circumstances and attitudes toward life. It is the expression of the will aspect of the soul and is not the result of any form decision. It is the soul in all forms that reincarnates, choosing and building suitable physical, emotional, and mental vehicles through which to learn the next needed lesson.
Wow. That's awesome.
Yeah, so there is a part of you, which we call the soul, that you may not consciously be aware of, but it orchestrated everything that you are experiencing so that you could learn. So if you just stop and say, okay, this is a messed up situation, but somehow my soul, my higher self has put this here so that I can learn and grow from it. Oh, that's powerful.
I'm going to tell the listeners something.
What?
If there's something you want to do, if you're not a scaredy cat, go in your bathroom, take two white candles, cut out all the lights, and look at your face in the mirror, stare into the eyes, watch the outer face change. First, it will melt, and then give you another face. That will tell you about your karmic relationship and your tie, or who your guardian angel is. It will tell you in your mind. It's kind of scary at first, so if you're scared of heart, don't do it. But if you're not afraid, go ahead and take the bold challenge and show you the reality of it. Because if you're scared, you know that it's real and that it does exist. But don't be afraid. Go in with a faith. Cleanse the mirror with holy water if you want to and sage. But make sure when you do this, have an open mind. Mirrors are doorways. So you want to make sure you're careful with that. Don't only bring in what you want to bring in and to intend. Okay? That's a little tip for you to do tonight if you have the nerve.
You'll see other faces from other lives.
Yes.
Past lives. He scared our little nieces half to death doing that with them. Okay, so the law of birth, I'll never forget that. The law of...
See, they saw a wolf.
They did. They saw their totem.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The law of rebirth, as far as humanity is concerned, comes into activity upon the soul plane. Incarnation is motivated and directed from the soul level upon the mental plane. Souls incarnate in groups, cyclically, under law and in order to achieve right relations with God and with their fellow men. Progressive unfolding under the law of rebirth is largely conditioned by the mental principle. As a man thinks in his heart, so is he. These few brief words need most careful consideration. Listen to that. Progressive unfolding under the law of rebirth is largely conditioned by the mental principle, as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. And then he stresses that you need to contemplate the meaning of that statement. So he calls it the meaning of those few words. Under the law of rebirth, man slowly develops mind, and then mind begins to control the feeling and emotional nature. And finally, it reveals to man the soul and its nature and environment. And at that point in his development, man begins to tread the path of return and orient himself gradually, after many lives, to the kingdom of God. When through a developed mentality and wisdom and practical service and understanding, a man has learned to ask nothing for the separated self, he then renounces desire for life in the three worlds and is freed from the law of rebirth. He is now group conscious, is aware of his soul group, and of the soul in all forms, and has attained, as Christ had requested, a stage of Christ-like perfection, reaching unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of the Christ. You know what? If this was a tour package,
wow,
I'd sign up right now. That is just a fabulous description of our path.
But it really is a tour package.
It is.
And it's free.
And it's free.
A great tour.
It is a great tour. Oh, my goodness. I love you guys so much. I hope you really enjoyed this this lesson. Oh, I'm looking at the time. I think they're saying we kept with an hour and 6 minutes ago. I think that's
Oh, my
wrong.
God, it got you wrong.
No, I know they have to be wrong. So, anyway, we're going to end this lesson here because I don't want to jump off into
the esoteric
chapter until tomorrow. So I just want to tell you guys that I love you, and we'll be here tomorrow. Contemplate that tour package that Dwaj Kool just shared with us.
I
absolutely loved it. And so here's what I'm going to do, because I think it's so fabulous. I am going to put this up on, I'll email you guys. Here's the deal. If you're not on my email list, please go to our Facebook page at Circles of Prosperity on Facebook.com and sign up. There's a button there that says join our mailing list. Join our mailing list and you can get Dwaj Kool's wonderful tour package on the journey of the soul, which I just think is so fabulous. And we'll send that out to you guys today. We love you. Have a great day. Dr. Ritchie, take us into our closing prayer.
Father, we give you thanks for every good thing that you provided for us on the planet Earth where we reside. We thank you for life itself. We thank you for ascension, that we always have a doorway, a step to get further and further and closer to you always, depending on us and what we believe as we think or feel in our hearts. We know that it is so, and so it is.
So it is.